Anyway, TMS, Modern Night Fly, State Light 1.
KCR, State Light 1. KVNKGL, Monitoring, State Light 1.
AE8IN from KAVNT. AE8IN from KAVNT on Statewide 1. KAVNT clear.
KJ7SYX.
KJ7SYX. 7SYX, I believe it is. KV8SWR.
KJ7SYX. Kevin South just crossed the bridge to a doctor's appointment and figured I'd see if my radio was working on the DMR repeater here by Hackinaw City.
Yes, it is. It looks like the name is Cody. Yeah, I just want to jump in there to let you know it was working, and actually, I'm on Petoskey here too now. Yeah, you jumped over to Petoskey, but yeah, your radio's working.
Okay, I guess I changed the that's pretty good, though, for handheld, so I appreciate you coming back to me.
The repeaters are up there pretty good, but if you're on the bridge, yeah, you should actually be on Mackinac. Flash levering repeater, but I'm assuming you must be on Rome, so that's why I roamed over to Petoskey.
Of course, the one in Mackinac are levering, so this should be better.
That's back to Mackinac, as we call it. It's supposed to be Mackinac, but, you know, it's close enough. Yeah, you honored that time. Your last transmission on Petoskey, you were neg 114, so you were in the Petoskey good, too, but this one's quite a bit closer to you.
How this works, I've been trying to get into the one there in the Sioux, and haven't been having any luck, so I thought maybe something wrong with my radio, but maybe there's something else going on.
Yeah, that one's only on about a 70-foot tower, so you got to be quite a bit closer to get it. It should be there. If you followed what you did here and on Petoskey, you'd have your radio programmed right.
Same, I just changed the frequency, so yeah, I'll try when I get back home. I live in the Sioux. Heading down to Traverse City for a doctor's appointment, so give me a nice chance to try these out on the way through. So I appreciate you coming back, and I'm going to quit talking on the radio while I'm driving. 7-3.
7-3. Yeah, you should show the programming right, as long as you just change frequencies. And that one's on 444.00 frequency, which is our Detroit frequency, so I got a phone call. Keep it up there.
SYX, guess I'll be monitoring.
This is KB0VS, and I'm quite a bit north of delivering repeater, but I'm just going to be looking at signal levels when I get back home later, so I thought I'd key it up. I'm at M48 and I-75. This is KB0VS, and I'm just checking in on the repeater again, and I am I-75, basically Moran Township, kind of between M134 and M123, and let's see, milepost is 355. I'm just putting traffic out here to see how it hits the repeater from this side of the hill.
KV0BS. This is KF8EDQ. You're coming in loud and clear in Saginaw, Michigan.
KB0BS. KB0BS, KBSWR. KB0BS. KB0BS, KBSWR.
KB8SWR, this is KB0BS.
Good morning. Hey, I heard you're in here earlier, but I was on the phone, so you were making it before. You had a neg 106. You were neg 92 that time, so probably I would assume you're getting closer to the repeater.
I'm at the St. Ignace rest area again now. Did you hear both of my call-outs? I did a first call-out at M48 up in Rudyard, and then I did a second call-out kicking off the mile marker and whatnot between M134 and M123.
Yeah, your first call was at 1031. You're an egg 54.5, so there must be a some kind of ducting going on there, because that's the same RSSI you were last time when I talked to you up there. I'm not sure why that is, but that's what it's showing on the T-bridge.
I don't know. Did you miss my last transmission about my two call-outs?
Yeah, I'm getting your transmission. Sorry, I got a phone call again. But, yeah, you're in there fine. Your audio is a little low still, but, yeah, you're in there. I got a phone call here. I'll be back in a bit. Keep it up there.
Nothing heard. This is KB0BS on Michigan Statewide 1.
KB0BS. KB0BS, KB0SWR.
This is KB0BS on Statewide 1.
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, your audio is, I don't know if you brought that up yet or not, but it's still, it's way low.
Okay, stand by. I'll run that one up to the top as well. Hey, I'm at the top of the scale on the digital mic side now. How's that sound?
Yeah, there's no difference, no difference whatsoever.
I'm not hearing anything.
I answered you. I don't know if you're hearing me now or not. I see myself on the C-bridge, so. Yeah, there's no difference in the audio. Same, sounds the same on Statewide 2 here. No increase in audio.
At your report that time, not the first time, didn't even see it pop up as a last heard. So, yeah, I'm not sure. It's missing some of the conversations.
All right. Well, I didn't quite understand what you said, but hopefully you understood what I said. There's no change in the audio, no increase in the audio volume. So something's not quite right.
Okay. I'll dig into the parameters on this radio, but I can't do anything else while I'm sitting in a parking lot. I'll have to work a little closer.
Hey, if you haven't done that already, and I don't know what's in there for equipment, but maybe you can try the three frequencies. The DMR, the analog UHF, and the analog VHF here. See what... I'm sure there's going to be no problem, but it'd be nice to verify that if you are going to be in the EOC there today.
Well, why don't we go back to the VHF? It seems like you heard me better over there. I'll be QS line of the VHF, the 3-1 machine. KB0BS.
KB0SWR, QSY, VHF.
This is KEAWUO. Anyone out there picking me up?
KC8KJO, monitoring Statewide 1.
KC8KJO, this is KE8WUO. Are you receiving me?
KE8WUO, KC8KJO. Sound good, John. I was just talking about you. Were your ears burning?
No, I'm in my office, and I'm kind of shocked that you're able to hear me. I'm in the middle of a metal building, so it's I'm over here in Shelby Township also, so I'm shocked if this is making it all the way to Mount Clemens.
That's right. I'm in Farmington Hills, and I'm jumping off of the Detroit Tower, so it's got a pretty good coverage once you think of it.
Yeah, it must, because this is incredible. I threw out my call earlier just to see if anyone would hear it, and I didn't get a response. But when I heard yours, I figured I'd give it a go. I did just try to send you a text message, too, but that didn't go out. So I just wanted to see if it would do it. But I didn't have any high expectations for it, but I figured I'd give it a go.
Yeah, I don't know how to do the text messaging thing. I don't even think this one does it. you know, or even just a message. But, yeah, you're loud and clear. Sounds like you're sitting right next to me, you know, in a digital automation kind of way.
Nice. I get it. Yeah. Yeah, I'm shocked. You also sound crystal clear. It's showing, like a lot of bars. So apparently I'm getting a really good signal here, and somehow I'm getting out enough to get picked up somewhere. So that's pretty awesome. I'm fond of this little DMR. I cannot even receive P25 or hardly any analog. A little bit, but yeah, this is looking like I can use this at work without having to leave the office, which is super nice.
Love that IP Connect in Motorola.
Yeah, so you mentioned you were just talking about me. What where are you at? What you talking about? Hopefully it was all good things.
I was talking with a coworker. I said, I sold my strobe light that I've had sitting around forever, and I cleaned it up a little bit, and I said, it still works, and how I showed it in class last night, and I said, I made $20 off it. I said, John Hagen bought it from me for $20. I'm like, huh, he offered me $20. I'm like, yeah, no problem. So that's all that was about. And then all of a sudden, after I did that, boom, you're on the radio.
Nice. Yeah, while you were talking to him about that light, I was likely sending you a text message, so both of our ears were burning in some way, it seems like.
I'll let you get back to work. We're about to take off from his job, and he only has GMRS, so I'm going to jump back on GMRS so I can chat with him on the way back northeast-wise.
All right, very good. Well, thanks for the QSO and returning the call and letting me know that this thing's working fairly. KE8WUO 73.
KE8WUO. Enjoy the rest of work. I'll talk to you on the other side. 73, KC8KJO.
KB0BS, KJ7FYX.
KC8KJO, monitoring, statewide 1.
KE8FPW, statewide 1.
I was on statewide 2. You copy now, Brett?
KE8FPW.
KE8FJW. KB8SWR. Well, it's not a very good signal.
Well, it sounds good to be back on the air, or in the network. There we go.
Yeah, I was calling you on statewide 2. I guess that's probably what you're answering, right?
Yeah. That would be it. So I was hanging out on statewide 1.
So, but
yeah, I'm glad we got it figured out.
I'm driving closer to the shipper to Peter, so I should be getting better. Yeah, it's a little bit better, but. I see you're in there now, Brett, so it's back connected.
Sounds good. Hey, thanks, Jeff. So, yeah, it's kind of weird what happened. Must have had something to do with all that, the charger upgrading. They did all that last week, so that's probably when it took out some of my internet connectivity around here, so I had to restart everything. Guess I forgot to restart the repeater. Anyways, talk to you later, Jeff. I gotta get to dinner. KE8FTW.
Okay, sounds good. Well, now maybe Cody can make some connections. So it was there was an issue there, but anyways, thanks for getting it back online. KE8FTW.
Catch you later. 73. KE8FTW.
KE8KGL statewide 1.
MG0MRJ, did I get that correct? This is KF8EDQ. Mike, how are you doing today? Yes, very good, Maxis. I think we've actually spoken before on Talk Group 93, which is the North America. It is currently approximately 26 degrees Celsius here. It is cloudy, but the sun is out and it's shining. It is beautiful. I just got done with work a little bit ago, and I'm ready to enjoy my weekend. So I do, I'm an IT professional of sorts, and I write code, and I build Docker images, environments for people to operate in, and I basically did that all week. I do it all week, every week, so by the time my day is done, my head is usually mush, so that's about how I'm feeling right now, but I'm ready to enjoy my weekend. Do you have any weekend plans? Yes, very good, Maxis. I want to come visit Scotland so bad. I had one of my good friends, or my best friend, went to Scotland for his wedding a wedding anniversary, and they spent about a week there, and they said it was absolutely lovely. I visited other places in the world, like France and Italy, and Scotland's high on the list. Ireland, the UK, is totally on the list, and I'd love to visit it. It's funny that you should mention walking, because I spend a lot of time doing it. I have three dogs. I walk them during the day and evenings every day, and we have walking paths around here, which are, don't get me wrong, they're very nice, and I love them. And it's good to see people and others here. And but it probably doesn't add up at all to in Scotland along the coast there. Back to you.
KBSW, you are. KFAEDQ, KBSW.
Yeah, this is Radio IG. Yes, it's very tough losing a pet, especially if you've had it for a long time, or even if you haven't had it for a long time. I had my dog, my very first dog, I only had for about 2 years, and I had to put her down because she had cancer, and that was heartbreaking. I was expecting to have a good 10 years with her. And I feel like I felt like I had a dog stolen from me, and so I lost, and it took about a month before I had picked up another dog to take her place, because I couldn't. I had two dogs. I had Neo, and then my nanners passed away, and lost her dog. She has little hair, long haired Chihuahuas. And she lost her dog after 15 years. And it's those special places in our hearts, they sure do. It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you, Maxis, and I hope you have a fantastic evening. But I'm going to take my dogs for a walk, so I'll be away right now. I'll pass it back to you, and I'll say 7-3. I'll say EDQ. Have a fantastic day.
Break. KFAEDQ, KBSWR. I'm not sure who you're talking to, but we can't hear them across the MI5 system. All we're hearing is you, so you need to pass along to the other station. He needs to be on server 3104. He needs to be on server 3104, because we're only hearing half the conversation. We're only hearing you. We're not hearing him, so hopefully either he heard that or you can pass it along to him. He's got to be on server 3104 if he's going to use this talk group. KBSWR.
KBSWR. I'm using 3104 server. It probably had something to do with me pacing. I have a tendency to when I start talking. And so I was probably jolting, and maybe, or there's a problem with this hotspot. I'm not sure. Am I still cutting in and out? This is KFAEDQ.
We're hearing you just fine. It's the station you're talking to. Yours is right. It's the station you're talking to. We don't hear his traffic coming across the MI5 system. So if this talk group is going to be used, he needs to be on server 3104. Yours is right. I believe your name's Michael. It is on there. Yours is right. It's his, but he needs to be on server 3104. This talk group, over.
All right, roger that. Thanks for the information. I'll pass that along to him the next time I talk to him, or maybe he's listening. But Maxis, if you're still in G0MRJ, the Central Michigan guys are saying that in order to use this talk group properly, it needs you need to be on 3104 server. This is KF8EDQ.
I don't know if he responded to you or not, but yep, that's what it's got to be. We're hearing your traffic, but we're not hearing his, so I don't know if he responded to you or if he heard you or he heard me, but hopefully he did. It's like we're hearing a one-way conversation, so all we're hearing is your side, not his side. 73, KBSW.
Yeah, roger that. He can hear us, and I guess you can, so all right. No, I'm not talking to myself. I am, in fact, talking to another person. Thanks, KB8SWR. I think that's it. 70, we'll talk again. This is KF8EGQ. I'll be clear.
Sounds good. Thanks, KB8SWR.
W8ED. Hey, Tom, you there? Hey there. I'm playing with Tom's radio. Is it okay? Actually, the radio was in such good shape. I didn't even do that. I just wiped it, updated it, tuned it a little bit, and threw some Kodak stuff back in it. So I think I got it good.
Yeah, it sounds great to me. As long as you can hear me, then it seems like it's working.
Oh, yeah, this one's working remarkably well. It was in a lot better shape than the picture was, so got this one for $100 and $6 tax. So I got XPR4550 for him for $100, $106 tax is 6%.
Nice. That's a mobile, isn't it? I think he was telling me about, is that what you have in your vehicle as well?
Depends which vehicle I'm driving. My work car is an XTL 1500, B25, and analog. My personal truck is a DMR XPR 5550E. And then I've got a bunch of other things around here that I could swap in and out as needed.
All right, well, very good. I just wanted to reach out and say hi, and I will leave you to it. KE8WUO, I'll be here if you need me.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. I got one more thing to do. I got to get the scan. Then I'll be good. All right, later.
W8BD, KCKJO.
Yes, sir.
Sorry, I was on the phone with my son.
No problem. This thing works remarkably well. I think we lucked out here.
Sweet. I got to find my little antenna connection, and I'll take it off my VHF, and I'll just order more. They're like $7. So, but I'm on 32 over by, coming up by the golf course. So I'll be there shortly.
Pretty good. I almost got it perfected, so I think we're in good shape.
Sounds good, sir, and then I'll just hook it all up and then play around with it some more, because I missed my IT connect.
W8D. KCKJO.
W8D, KCKJO.
Took me a minute to get here. I had to grab a handy talkie. I don't have a base hooked up on DMR.
How do you hear me on this one? I got the mic about 6 inches.
You're fine. You probably can go closer.
Is this better?
Yeah, that's a little bit strong. Back up just a bit.
How about now?
Can you hear me now? Yeah, I like it. It's easily adjusted once you get it right and get used to it. So, but yeah, Well, cool. I'm glad that worked out. I was shocked when I opened that box.
Yeah, it sounds really good, too. You are clear as a bell. But I got a phone call, so I'll catch you on the flip shortly. WAPDKKKGO.
Very good. And I got to take the girls for their golf cart ride. Puppies, they're all barking at the door. So I've kind of turned it into a tradition, and I don't want to blow their traditions. KKKGO from WAPD.
KKKGO, number 3.
KC8KJO. Is that KC8KJO? This is KE8WUO.
Hey, John. How's it going?
Not bad. I'm actually putting your little flasher thingy to use right now. I'm doing something for a fireworks show, and so I get to use that. I just rigged it up on my roof with a similar FLA battery. Just thought you should know.
Told you that thing worked great.
Yep, she's up there flashing away, and kind of used that red wire like you showed me to change the pattern a little bit, and just kind of threw it up there for now. It's really short notice, but yeah, I don't know. Seems to be working great, so yeah, I'll have to get some magnets going for it and find a better wire routing method. But so far, so good. So thanks again.
Thank you. I'm glad that it works for you. Like I said, you can get those magnets at Home Depot with some bolts and just bolts on there, because you got those magnets with the center hole in them. And you just mount it in there, tighten it all down, and then you're good to go.
Copy that. Will do. I'm actually not far from a Lowe's, so I might run over there after the event today and grab them if time permits. Otherwise, I'll just grab them soon. But how's that new radio working out for you?
Oh, I just picked it up from Wally, and it's a dream. I mean, he didn't change anything to it. He just came in and goes, wow, this thing's a lot better than it looked on the picture, and he just programmed it, updated it, and, and has it all set up, and it's right on the mark. This thing is pristine.
Yeah, for that price, you can't go wrong, and does that do the IP connect as well?
Yep, that's how it's set up right now. I just turn it on and set it up to DMR, and it automatically scans it with IP connect, and away it goes.
Yeah, I might have to go those for the truck for like a permanent location, just so that I got something always hooked up. But that sounds really awesome. And the other thing I like about that is that I'm thinking it probably does analog too. So having that'd be my first mobile station, so it'd give me a little bit more power for like.
Yeah, definitely. I forgot what I was going to say. I just hit a brain fart. How do you like that one? Yeah, I mean, it's great. It does UHF, it does DMR, and it does GMRS. So he's got it all programmed with the FRS in one zone, and then GMRS repeaters in the other zone. Just set it where I want to go. I hit the function T1. It tells me, what zone do I want to select. I select what I want. Hit OK, and then boom, I'm there. And then I just let it ride, and it does everything I need it to do. That's why I miss it so much.
Very cool. Well, I think someone's pulling up here to talk to me, so I will I'll be away for a minute, but I'll throw my call sign out when I'm freed up again. KE8WUO 73.
KE8WUO 73 from KCKJO. They give me some food and sit and figure out my wife's phone. KCAKJO.
Are you here?
I am here, sitting at my kitchen table, eating some rotisserie chicken. You just take the girls for a walk?
With the KLs and the Vulcan.
Are you going to go get ice cream now?
No, she's drinking a tiramisu iced tea.
A tiramisu iced tea, is that what you said?
Tiramisu espresso martini.
Well, that's a different combination.
Yes, it is. All right, I'm going to let you go. I'll talk to you a little bit later. Have a good day. How about the TLs?
We'll take care of your lady. I'll talk to you on the flip. KCK Jill.
EHFKW, this is W8UDB.
W8DDB, KEAFKW, calling state 1.
KEAFKW, this is W8DDB. Got you nice and clear.
Yeah, really good. So, and that's for the living room. Hey, okay? That antenna is working a little better.
And the signal comes up, it's showing a full bar from the house, so it's definitely picking up.
Perfect. So, yeah, I got those great here at the office. So, but anywho, other than that, yeah, I got like 0.5% on my battery. I'm kind of saving it for that system that's coming through. I'm hoping nothing occurs for it. It's just going to drop some rain, hopefully, and not do anything else. But other than that, I hope it's going to be a cooler day tomorrow. So it looks like it's all moving to the north of us, but I hope it still rains.
All right. Well, we'll do save your battery, and I'll be monitoring KE8FKW. This is W8EDB.
Sounds good, Diggy. Sounds great. W8EDB.
KE8FKW.